So, Chad, you have a 1-1 record in the district, and now we host Livingston Central, an arch rival, and this game is it doesn't need any hype, extra hype, but this is a big one, a big game.
It really is. It'll be the third district game, and it's here at home in Crittenden. And Livingston is always a war, always, and so we're going to have to be ready to play. I know they have two very good players in the Campbell girl and the Padden girl, and we're going to have to be ready to stop those two. I think if we can keep those two in check and then just, you know, play good, solid defense on the role players, we'll be all right. Offensively, you know, we're going to have to be disciplined. I look for them to play us a zone. And, you know, there have been times when people play us a zone this year, I felt like we really settled for outside jumpers instead of trying to attack the rim. Tonight, finally in the fourth quarter, when we attacked the rim a couple of times and scored quickly, it seemed to give our defense a shot in the arm.
Of course, we're talking tonight after the St. Mary victory. And you needed this win, too, coming off two losses. Start the season with three wins, then take a couple of losses. One of them, a district loss at Lyon County, a very tough loss. And then took one under the chin a little bit against Hopkinsville.
We did, and it's, you know, the Lyon County game last Friday night, we felt like we just didn't play very well. I thought we had a pretty decent game plan going in on how we were going to defend, and we didn't get that done all the time. And then, you know, we just never could get going offensively. The pace of the game was definitely set by them. I thought that we did not use our strengths, which should be to, you know, play nine people and get out and run and be able to do that kind of, we didn't do that. And we missed some easy shots right off the bat, which kind of deflated us a little bit. And we lost our confidence. And then we just kind of were in a struggle. And we didn't use our defense picks up. But then Hoptown lost last night. Yeah, we just got it handed to us. I think they had more offensive rebounds than we did total rebounds. That kind of sums
up down the floor.
Sums up the game, yeah. But so tonight was very much needed, you know. And
the girls, you didn't start really strong, I don't think, or St. Mary just hung around a little bit too, and then you finally got it, put them away the second half, and. You had balanced scoring, three girls in double figures, which you really need to help Cassie out.
Right, and I thought tonight at the beginning of the game, again, we're just not starting out strong defensively. We're not going out and going after the juggler right off the bat. And, you know, it seems like we've got somebody – it's got somebody, you know, out of position, somebody not boxing out, somebody get caught – watching a ball, get backdoor cut on, and just fundamental things that we should be better at, that we should do more consistently than we've been doing. And when we do it, you know, we go in a spurt of doing it, and all of a sudden, you know, we go from being 6 points ahead to being 15 points ahead in a matter of a couple of minutes. And
we're going to have that intensity against Livingston.
All the time.
For sure, yeah.
All the time. And, you know, it's here. It's on our home court. And, you know, hopefully that'll get us a little more fired up. But, you know, it's just a matter – that is a matter of focus and concentration and just discipline and want to. And I think we want to win. I don't want to say that, but we definitely do. But I don't think sometimes we really value our defensive effort because that leads to easy offense. And then we tend to do things better in the half court.
And if you want to win this district championship – you've got to win this game Thursday night.
I think we do. I think it has to set a tone for our, you know, for our matchup with Livingston and in district play. I think it, you know, gives us a chance then to continue on with only one loss and hopefully have a chance to get Lyon County again, get, you know, run when we go through it again. But it definitely will speak volumes for our team's maturity, I think, if we can get this win.